Blog Talk Radio.
Yate, Acrosito. I'm over here at my gym right now, and I'm trying to do a show. And for some reason, the internet is really not connecting. So, as soon as I do, I will be going. So, just Navajo Talk Radio, and I'll do it again. So, barely coming on. This is really interesting. So, here we go.
It's time. Politics on the Navajo Nation, brought to you by Cal Nez Design, and hosted by Cal Nez himself.
Yate Kahasmito, the IA Kon Eshishnarahil Nadole. According to Yaski, a Cal Nez Eshishinne, I don't know, I'm just going to get a chino, Karan na kaya na ito sa chero at kaya na sa nala. Ay isa na sharo in le sa saan sa tiro at sa toro toas sa holya le na tiro ba ana kid ay sa sa ta to ta hasne doy sa ta artiko le na njojo ka chinko ay araw to ay she ya has lead on Nick Echiko Ehuto Eishizad Osta Bahani Zi Aro Hwana Mazabi Yone Huto Eishi Niya Ako Eidi Shin Huto Van Suskif Eidi Awan Ya Ba Hien Sin Do Hiet Shnido Le Ahuto E Aro E Le Tosit Technology Tieto Jay Iskat on Newcomb Junior High, the Junior High Hotel. Aj Iskat or Salt Lake City, Utah. Aj Odoi Chicago, Aj in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter day Saints, the Indian Placement Program, what Yego Aj Odo Aka. I are to I did a station ach what or the can I belong in at or I shamaro shaje I bit the snow at or I is cut or I would or even now could the she na shiro shachin no do is to I to kapat and no is shachin at or I tenen shiro aro a shade or at or I Akodi ani ehuto eti bandita. Kuroti Navajo Talk Radio. Ya huto e bosses. Ako are huto si e sa tida Navajo Nation lihinahata. E de ban toke stone, si vido. Yat eko ehuton si faz ado le nizini doyan si chesi e di konda di podcast with yaw kado kisa huiz net do le akoho are tahos net 347-989-0048. Ako ara daw sinaw at oi then his ditado ban so Casey. She hut oi tishlan shlan nan ne. Ero tao to shiat eta. Saho hut oi ban so Casey no hut o. A kista huiz neto. Nda aki ni tino jwede niya. Kuto aiti Politics on the Navajo Nation. Wad yaw a Facebook yaw na hato. Eda ala. Kunga da baan da hatiyo. Aji window rap. Saga ho zana. Aji adnaj. Central government badi. No ay aji. Nisi Washington yaje hato ay bachaz. Ako atkahas niso, kung ay nakha, taan ni hipa ako na sindo le. Drive ni ya kung ay na, bebes ka sinet sa Facebook video na, aro di radio video na. Ako di an ay na chiko. Na chiko ay daw at yo hito ay, ban sa sakye, Jo hutto an hinahata ulye joe an lin hi Washington yajre are Window Rock Arizona joe the central government are hutto has ah do are hinan tada na has ha e are go huste ko e hito e ban sukses noi Navajo Nation Council delegate The website with OAI just 5 day period. With OAI, a slice in a way, instant sick chaser, the Yedo at all. One sick chaser yet, oh, it was all his reading that don't his question that all hit over. It was on his jaws and email you be on that. I know it was OAI. They are just young, so I had a hot OAI. Sahoy ba ako ni Zin? Sahoy ito ang hispa husband. Ako at ako ito ay ito ito ay ajit ni Kita. Draven ni Nasa Konda. These are some of the issues that are extremely important, ladies and gentlemen. These are things that are going to affect our Navajo Nation. It's going to affect our future. It's going to affect our children. And many more generations to come. It is not about just the here and now, but it is about the future. Is it for the betterment of the Navajo people? And is it better for our chapter government? And is it going to streamline the process all the way into central government? These are the issues that we need to be conscientious of. It's not something that we can just set aside and say, okay, allow our leaders to make these decisions. As you all know, that from all of these years and all of these times, from the time that our government has started, we have allowed the process to frame our livelihood, to frame our chapter government, to frame the way that we conduct business, and also how we apply the laws within our government from central to the chapter government. There are two things that I'm extremely concerned about, just as much as you need to be concerned about. But overall, I believe that as a private citizen and as a full-blood Navajo with a census number, I truly believe that it is my duty to educate the Navajo people and to inform them of topics like what we're going to talk about tonight. Number one and number two, and they're not in any specific order or of importance, they're both equally important. But I will say to you that the first item is what we call the Navajo Nation chapter or government regionalization. And a lot of people know it by way of Title 26 initiative. Some people have heard of Title 26 Task Force. And now there is a legislation that is going to be talked about probably tomorrow or the next time that Navajo and the Navajo Nation Council convene their session. And that's the first item. Now, the second item is something that I would like to note that is also very, very important because, well, however, it really doesn't affect just one area of the Navajo Nation. It affects several different areas. And that is what they call the Navajo Land Buyback Program. Okay? How many of you know what this program is about? Navajo Land Buyback Program. And it's not only just the Navajo Nation, but it's happening all over Indian country. And you keep hearing about what these issues are and what these issues might be. But really, what this buyback really is that it's all tied into the Cobell settlement. It's an X amount of dollars, and it's many different tribes are involved. But no matter how that the whole project is structured, really, all in all, it is really the federal government is putting up the money so that they can make an offer to the allottees, private, quote, landowners, and I put quotes around private, and they're given X amount of dollars so that these tribal members who are called the allottees or have land that are in their name, and they act as though that they're private landowners, are being offered. Can you sell the land back to us? So it sounds like land buyback. Sounds to me like the Navajo tribe or any other tribe is selling, or I mean, they're actually buying back the land. But really the way that how it goes is that it goes and there's an office, and the office, there's people that work there, and they go out to the community, to the allottees, and make an offer and say, are you interested in selling the land? And they give them the various different options. Some of them call it that it is an educational process and how they can use the land. And then if the offer is taken, if an allottee wants to sell the land, then the federal government gives them a fair market value. And the family or whoever is paid, and then the land title is then taken back to the federal government, and they say then it's given back to the tribe. But so that's how it's worded. But there's a lot of questions that are associated with the first thing that we talked about. So let's talk about these in the various different formats. And we will continue to talk about these issues. And I have said this before. I am not here to tell you or try to persuade you to vote or to address these either way. I am here to give you the information so that you can make a informed decision, and which is like calling your council delegate and say, hey, I would like for you to vote this way, or you inform the chapter government. Now let's go back to the first item. The first item is the Title 26 initiative. Title 26 is about how the chapter government works. It's very complicated. And now you have another legislation, and I'm beginning to wonder if these things are tied together, and it poses more questions rather than answers. You got Title 26 happening over here, and then you got another legislation that is now saying, which it happens to be sponsored by Leonard Sosie. I suppose it can be sponsored by anybody. I'm not specifically saying that Leonard Sosie should be one way or any other council delegate. All I'm saying is that you need to be aware that the sponsor is so-and-so. And in this particular case, it's Leonard Sosie, who happens to be from the allotment area, and also, well, he's from Eastern Navajo. And now we're talking about what they call the regionalization. So the regionalization, even though it sounds like we're going to regionalize, consolidate the chapters. They are going to take the Navajo Nation as it's set up right now. You know that we have 110 chapters. The 110 chapters will then be reduced accordingly, theoretically speaking, I mean, according to the number of council delegates. So, in other words, like, for instance, in my area, which is Amber Crotty is my council delegate right now, and that goes all the way from Garia, Tocon, and all to Red Valley, Cove, Sanaspi, Two Gray Hills, Tohalina, Sheep Springs. That's a quite a large area within the Navajo Nation. All of that would be consolidated into one chapter. Sounds like a great idea, but is it the right thing to do? Which will mean I only speak this for my own chapter of Sanaspi. And the reason why that I say that, if you are upset with your chapter president because they're not providing you what they said they would during the presidential or during the campaign, and they didn't deliver, Does that mean that you're going to go out there and change the Navajo Nation government because you're not satisfied, you're dissatisfied with the chapter presidency? So here's the question. Are you going to sit here and do away with the chapter government because you are upset with the current chapter presidency? In my opinion, this is something that you need to be looking at, and I only speak this for my own Sanasti chapter. I am proud of my Sanasti chapter. Maybe this is the best way to illustrate this thing. But for me, and I speak to the residents of my Sanasti chapter, I hope that you would stand beside me so that we will sit here and preserve what our forefathers within our Navajo chapters, our former leaders, what they have provided and what they have worked hard for many generations that before we even would call ourselves adults. They were here. There's lots of history. And I respect that. And one of the things that I think that we need to be very, very conscientious of is this. Do we preserve the office but not persons that are in that office? See, those are very two different thought processes right there. There is a difference. Maybe the next person that you elect might be able to conduct his presidency much better than what you expected. These are the things that you need to evaluate. So does that mean that you shut down Sanasi chapter for that reason, or your chapter anywhere throughout the Navajo Nation? Well, if you decide to go, well, that's your choice. If you wanted your chapter just to be morphed into the other ones, into the rest of them, you know, are you willing to travel from, if you happen to be like in my area, you're up in Tocon, which is way up north, and it just so happened that Sheep Spring becomes the chapter or the whatever this new region that seems to be the main hub. And if you want to travel all the way from there, do you think that it's going to better have a better communication and a structure within the Navajo Nation government? These are some of the issues that everybody needs to be concerned about. And not only that, now speaking of tribal presidency and chapter presidency and chapter government, please be aware that there's a legislation, like I said earlier. What this is doing is that they want to postpone the chapter elections, which is coming this coming November. They want to postpone it 1 year. And the assumption on that, in my opinion, is most likely is that they're trying to get this regionalization to go through. Now, is that enough time and adequate time? Or do we need additional time and more study? I haven't had a chance to talk to any of my chapter members in Sanasti. Maybe, I don't know how that this chapter election, this earlier, I don't know, I've heard throughout the Navajo Nation, that there are so many people who were very, very frustrated with their chapter presidency. Now, what this new legislation that Leonard Sosi is trying to do, look at the Navajo Nation Council website. It's all on there. you can go in there and look at the website and find out exactly where they have a 5-day comment period. Now, the question that you begin to look at is that, okay, is this legislation, by extending the chapter government, we're trying to undo it, why would they want to keep the chapter government that they're trying to do away with and extend it further? So which one comes first, the extension or the regionalization? Something that you really need to think about. And I'm going to continue to talk about this thing. And I'm going to try to go in there and try to get some of the Navajo Nation Council delegates who are involved in this legislation to extend or postpone the election until 2017. Now, are we happy and really want to do that? And what are the reasons, what are the merits behind this? I'd like to know what it is, because there's got to be an eventual final deciding areas that we want to go. We have 3 minutes left in the show. And the last thing that I want to talk about, and I'm going to, again, talk about this tomorrow night again. The last thing is this. What do we mean about the Navajo Land Buyback Program? Now, if you look at the words, buyback to me sounds like the Navajo Land Buyback. It gives the impression that the Navajo Nation is buying back their land. But in reality, what really is happening is that the Navajo Nation or any tribal government who are participating in this land buyback program are not buying the land back. They're selling and promoting this concept so that the land will be purchased by the federal government, so that the lands, all tribal lands, are owned by Congress. So the land is going back to Congress, which is then going to be given back to us, and what is going to be part of the overall land that's been entrusted to the Navajo people. So really, who's getting the land? Congress is getting the land. So is there another way to talk about this land buyback? I think there's another way to describe that. Not the land buyback. And I'm going to try to have some of those guests. Also, tomorrow, please look at these online. Study it for yourself. And you cannot just sit here on the sideline, whether you live on the Navajo Nation or off the Navajo Nation. It's your responsibility to look at these and talk with your leaders and find out what it's all about. And why that, you know, certain legislations are being considered. The first thing, again, in closing, very quickly, this is a very short time here, is the Title 26 land chapter government regionalization. And the other one is the Navajo Land Buyback Program. You're listening to Navajo Talk Radio. This is Cal Nez, and we will talk to you very, very soon. Okay, I love it.